CliffCentral.com.
It was a WhatsApp group situation, and and there was a falling out with myself and one individual within the group, but I had completely forgotten that she was still in the group. So I messaged the group to vent my frustration about her. And then immediately as I sent it through, I realized, she's still in the group. And I tried to delete. The two texts just went off and I was completely ruined.
And the smiley face emoji is not going to save you.
Oh, no. Nothing saved me. We haven't spoken ever since, her and I.
You didn't try to.
But I mean, it's okay because we were already at that stage where we both hated each other. So it's fine. Like that was kind of the move that just solidified the end of the friendship.
Oh, that's so awkward.
It's just silly because I completely forgot that she was there because it's a group of girls. And I just forgot. She's still in the group.
Yeah. Mabale, you are not in that space anymore.
You see,
found that out now.
I've had a bit of a similar hoo-ha moment.
Oh, Sia. Of course you have.
But it was in high school. And at our high school, we had this thing where if you matriculated and you wanted to actually study teaching, you can come back straight after matriculating and you're like a learner teacher while studying part-time as well. So I had this, one of my teachers was like, probably he was like 24 and I was in like grade 11. And he had his own little dick pic in the equation. But now, oh Lord have mercy, I needed to upload a document. I can't even remember what it was for, but a document onto his flash, and I had to take his stick and, you know, put it into the computer, and there were like a bunch of different pictures, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Like, I don't know, it was like a movie trailer, movie poster, and there was like a car, something that he liked, and I'm like, huh. That is kind of interesting and was a little dick pic. Now, do I know if it was his penis? Like, but in my head, I've now equated the two. I'm like, So every time I've seen Mr. So-and-so after that, I kind of see a whole new side of him. But it's kind of like, it was a moment of, he recognized that I saw it, but then it's kind of an unspoken thing that we don't want to make it an awkward moment. And I was just like, okay, it's time for me to go. And that was it, and it was done. So technology, guys, we're always just going to have these moments, regardless, whatever happens.
Are you sure it was not John T's USB?
John T's
don't ever take it from
Let's just listen. Yeah, I don't want John T's stick near my hard drive.
And oh, well, yeah. Lucas, what about you?
So, you know, on WhatsApp, when WhatsApp came out. So I'm chilling there, minding my own business. And I was still like an active photographer. And, you know, I used to get a lot of bookings from people and hot girls as well. So
So you were an active photographer, but you come in here every morning saying, guys, what must I take a photo of?
Such a little dark horse.
Because come on, you're pushing us for content. Just photograph us.
Nah, man. I'm like, so I'm just chilling there, minding my own business. And she asked me, look, let's get it on this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. And I'm like, that's right. Yes. Like me.
Yeah. That's right.
Lucas with the long lens.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to reply to this WhatsApp. So I take the WhatsApp and I reply and tap to the message. Okay, fine. And only after a minute, I realize I've replied to my friend, a lady friend of mine who's like, who was helping me to pass my matric. She was helping with math and science.
Oh,
and she thought you were going to repay her like that.
Yeah.
And I said, whoa, wait a minute. How do I fix this? And I'm like, yo, this message was sent to me by somebody and I just wanted to forward it to my girlfriend and, you know, tried to explain the situation. And she was like, nah, it's okay, man. I normally get this from guys, but like, yeah, you'll be fine.
I just didn't expect it from you, Lucas.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed. I've never spoke to her even today. You know?
You passed maths and science.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool. Well, everyone wins. I remember like, see, the thing is camera phones changed everything, right?
Yes.
Prior to that, I think we were quite, what's the word? Conservative. We might have thought things, we never followed through. But the moment everyone started getting camera phones, everyone was using them because the novelty factor was there.
Yes.
So it was anything from obviously taking pictures of your pets, your children, to recording sexual experiences.
Mm. No, right? You were the only one who admitted to doing that around this table. We haven't.
No.
You were very don't look Paris at Hilton
don't you,
circa.
Don't you dare look at me like this, like I'm this weirdo. Besides, the story that I have isn't even about me.
Okay. No, because all I'm picturing is like a 33-10 leaning against your oh. It's no angle.
Can you imagine? It's like the height of sexiness. Let's film ourselves tonight. Yeah, good idea. I've just got to turn the light on because I got no flash. This is a 33-10. Wait, no, it's very grainy. Wait, how many megapixel is that? Pixel? 600 pixels?
Yeah, Samsung E250.
So I at one stage was actually employed by a company, and we had these super smart, clever phones. They were crap, but I mean, they would do things because...
Uh-oh.
Wow, I just received a picture.
That's Wait, what picture?
Okay, that's it.
That is it.
That's distracting.
what is going on, okay. Ben?
No.
Now you have to explain the picture.
Funny. So we had these phones, right? And they had cameras. And for many of us in this job, it was the first time we ever had video cameras on our phones. Mm-hmm. So my phone broke. So I had to send it in. The guy's phone who I got had just been fired, right? But it was the only phone because it needed to be a certain phone for a certain program that we were running for these jobs. So I get this phone and think nothing of it. I take a few pictures from an event I'm at, go through the pictures. There's a video on this phone.
Oh, no.
So the guy that was fired basically filmed him and I imagine his girlfriend or love interest at the time having sex. And this guy had the biggest cock you've ever ever comprehend.
You feel so down after that?
No. Look, I didn't feel down. It's just that, like,
yes.
You know, you're expecting, okay, wow, this guy's doing, but like, and it was just.
You had to watch.
I mean, it was an ambitious role for this camera's capabilities, right?
Yeah.
But it was everywhere. It's like, and like, I knew the dude and we were still on talking terms, but I mean, it was just everywhere. It was a big screen and it was just all over. And this girl, yes. I mean, it's just, I was thinking, shame, it's just going badly. So obviously I delete the video, but now I see him. It's like, what do you?
Yeah. That's all you see.
So he's like, you see him for drinks and it's like, I see you got my phone. Yeah. Nothing.
So you never told him?
I never said,
He never suspects or figured out that, oh gosh.
He probably thought he deleted it or he probably just didn't, I don't know. I mean, like, he sounded very drunk at the time when obviously there was audio attached to this thing.
Oh my goodness. I would never look at Bill from finance the same way again.
But like, imagine that, like in a workplace, you see something like that. Like that whole, what was that chick's name? Margaret in that WhatsApp group? She showed her hoo-ha by mistake?
The Afrikaans lady.
Yes.
Because she thought she was sending it to her husband only, but then it ended up in the group.
So you got to think, right? If a woman in her, let's just say, mid-40s she was,
mm-hmm.
Let's just say of a mature age, if they're hoo-ha picking each other, right?
Mm.
Yeah, and you got guys on their work phones, just massive cock. Like everyone's kind of doing something.
Yeah.
What's his name again, Ben? You were saying?
The guy with the big schlong that was just everywhere. It seriously, was everywhere.
Seriously, you could have gone to war with this thing.
Where does he live again?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in... Sure, 10, 12 years.
Don't you worry, I'll make sure I... Okay, never mind. CliffCentral.com